If your patient is comfortably sedated and sleeping, then let them be, although you need to be vigilant with monitoring. Pay close attention to the respiratory rates and be aware of their level of sedation. If they're just napping, they'll be responsive to stimulus, such as few taps on the shoulder. If non-responsive, then they have drifted deeper than your intended level, and you must get them back to the intended level of mild to moderate sedation. Typically, kids experience some post-operative agitation after sedation. This could last anywhere between 10 to 20 minutes, and it's generally self-limiting. Discuss this with parents in advance so they're not surprised.